This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Doug Casey of Casey Research, CaseyResearch.com. We were getting into the Putinization of energy. What do you think Putin's strategy is? And he ended up saying, you have to look at things going on in the world like a Martian would. And I agree, politically, being an atheist, not what you want to believe, but what's really going on. So what is the strategy arming Al-Qaeda, calling it ISIS to destabilize the Middle East? Well, that actually helps Russia in a way, but I guess overthrowing Syria, they think, won't, to cut off their port to the Mediterranean, overthrow Ukraine, move NATO up to their borders, try to grab their gas pipelines and give it to Joe Biden's son, which they've done. Doug Casey, you were saying we have to look at this like a Martian.
Well, yes. As far as the thing in the Ukraine is concerned, the Ukraine, again, is an artificial country. Its borders have been liquid for hundreds of years. So it makes all the sense in the world that these two provinces, Donetsk and Lugansk, should become independent countries to create a borderland between Russia and the NATO powers. And I've got to say also that NATO is something that should have been disbanded when the Soviet Union fell apart. At this point, NATO is nothing but a provocation to the rest of the world. And it's really nothing but a giant bureaucracy just going around looking for a fight. So as I look at the Ukraine situation, being as objective as I can, and speaking as an American, I've got to say, I come down on Putin's side of this thing.
Because as a Martian looking at it, this area they've gone into has the Russian infrastructure. They've been there for hundreds of years. George Soros admits they overthrew Ukraine. Unelected government came in and attacked. I mean, you'd have to be a fascist to not side with the Russians.
Right, exactly. And I've got to point out that the Russians aren't communists anymore. There are more communists in American universities than there are in Russia at this point. A lot of these people kind of learned their lesson after 70 years of the Soviet Union. They don't want any more of that nonsense. Most of the communists are here in the U.S. It's perverse.
Yeah, sitting around on all the free market wealth they've pissed away, lecturing anyone that... I tell you, why do socialists want to destroy wealth? They have no idea. Like locusts, they destroy every country they run.
Well, it's a psychological aberration. From an intellectual point of view, there's no argument that makes any sense for the defense of socialism. It's a psychological problem, not an intellectual problem. That's what we're dealing with. And socialists suffer from a spiritual disease that I would call envy. And envy says, I have what you want, but it's not good enough that I get it. I want to take it away from you so you can't have it either. It's a horrible, ugly psychological...
Well, you know they've got studies in England and Canada showing that socialists are six times more likely to steal and lie. They're really just pirate criminals that hate everybody, don't know how to do anything.
Yes, it's amazing that people use the word socialism and they treat it like a legitimate political system. It's really just the legalization of theft and barbarism. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, it's a gang of nobodies getting together to go rob other people. So Michael Savage calls it a mental illness, and that's what it is.
Yeah, it is. It's a bunch of nothing nobodies who are incapable of producing anything on their own and like to use the state as a method to steal things legally. And the average person out there just rolls over like a whipped dog and wets himself and accepts this.
I know you're only in in the U.S. another few weeks, Doug. Promise to come back on for another hour before you leave to talk about socialism itself.
I'm looking forward to talking to you, Alex.
You bet. We'll talk Sunday. I'll call you. I'll say bye to you here during the break. We're going to come back with Leanne McAdoo's excellent report from last night on Eric Holder. Then we have more on it after that, and then your phone calls. That was Doug Casey, CaseyResearch.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Eric Holder has announced his resignation as the U.S. Attorney General today. It's a position that he's held for the last 6 years. So in honor of this big announcement, we bring you the accomplishments of the Holder DOJ. Now, a lot of people have accused Holder of being the most highly politicized attorney general. He came into the game with an agenda.
Every day, some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
So, of course, it's no surprise that Holder was later tied to the Oklahoma City bombings, an event that prompted several federal legislative gun control provisions, even though there was never a single gun involved. A similar allegation stands out in the Fast and Furious scandal, which was a covert DOJ mission labeled a criminal false flag by Ron Paul. With the full knowledge of the Department of Justice, ATF agents facilitated the sale of thousands of illegal guns to Mexican drug cartels and then dropped all surveillance of those weapons once they crossed the border. Those weapons showed up at multiple crime scenes in Mexico and at the murder scene of U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry.
When were you first told or became knowledgeable about U.S. officials allowing firearms to be sold to the drug cartels in Mexico?
I don't know.
When was anyone in the White House first informed about the tactics that were used under Operation Fast and Furious?
Again, Mr. Chairman, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know whether or not. I don't know when the subpoena was issued. Well, I don't know precisely. I don't know the specific questions. Now, again, I don't know what happened.
This is a guy caught perjuring himself in the memo CBS released last week, show that they said they were going to blame the guns in Mexico on the Second Amendment. Is that not a form of false flag against our most basic of rights, sir? And what would you do, President, to people like Eric Holder?
Well, he should be immediately fired, and then there should be an investigation and find out if charges should be made. And that's obviously over the top. And all these kind of sting operations and false flag, this is criminal. I don't know whether charges will be made, but he deserves to have charges up against him.
In 2012, the House of Representatives voted to hold Holder in contempt after he refused to turn over documents related to the botched gun running scandal. And as recently as yesterday, Holder has been accused of purposely stonewalling all efforts by members of Congress to look into Fast and Furious. Now, Department of Justice senior officials have on many occasions barred or delayed inspector generals from gaining access to documents that were crucial to their investigations, including the AP wiretapping scandal. Now, the Department of Justice illegally seized phone records of reporters and editors of the Associated Press, including their home phones and cell phones, and also those of Fox News reporter James Rosen.
With regard to the potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material, that is not something that I've ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be a wise policy. In fact,
so did Holder lie under oath again? It was revealed that he personally signed off on the 44-page warrant that gave the department access to Rosen's email account. When it was revealed last year that the IRS purposely targeted conservative groups who were applying for tax breaks, IRS Director Lois Lerner twice pled the fifth. She conveniently suffered a hard drive crash. A Justice Department official in charge of election crimes refused to testify about his role in the IRS scandal. And then, oops, the emails of five other staff members involved in the investigation were also lost. And it has since been revealed that the IRS began destroying evidence as soon as the investigation into the targeting began. House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa subpoenaed Eric Holder, accusing the Department of Justice once again of stonewalling investigations by failing to produce relevant material. And the lead investigator who's been appointed to look into the IRS's political targeting of Obama's enemies happens to be a partisan Democrat who has donated more than $6,000 to President Obama and Democrat causes. Now, Ted Cruz is calling for Holder's impeachment after the Attorney General has rejected the call for an independent prosecutor to probe the IRS's targeting of conservative groups. And that's not the only time that the Attorney General has refused to enforce the law in order to protect this administration. When rampant fraud and corruption was exposed at Veterans Affairs, Attorney General Eric Holder announced the Department of Justice had no plans to investigate. And Holder protected another key player in the Fast and Furious scandal, the international banks, which Holder has time and again refused to prosecute.
If you do prosecute, if you do bring a criminal charge, it will have a negative impact on the national economy, perhaps even the world economy. And I think that is a function of the fact that some of these institutions have become too large.
Eric Holder, these are your accomplishments. You've managed to slow walk all of the big scandals affecting this administration, saving the responsibility for a future DOJ appointee to investigate under a future administration. Now, unfortunately, you didn't manage to grab the guns, but you did manage to further degrade trust in the office of the Attorney General. And for that, we salute you.
Well, either you know or you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
All right, that's the type of information we put out every night, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, every weeknight. Of course, I'll be back with the Sunday show with Paul Watson, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, this Sunday. Now, Leanne's just reading the headlines there and then giving her own analysis. She did a great job, but it's not alleged that they shipped the guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. CBS News got the actual memos. And there is definitely a stonewalling that's going on. And the good news is that two different federal courts have ruled that Holder has to release the documents concerning Fast and Furious. But Darren McBreen put a report out. It had to be 2 years ago when all this was really big news. We ought to dig that report up and air it again, where it showed them talking about Fast and Furious, Gunwalker, a year before it even broke, saying, we have a gun tracking program. We're doing this to track guns. And later they said, we never knew about it. Wasn't happening. When you have the Attorney General and Big Sis, the head of Homeland Security, on a stage saying it. So none of this is alleged, even though the mainstream media keeps saying it's alleged, it's alleged. It's not alleged. The Sun came up this morning. So you can go into the CBS reports on that. And of course, the reporter that ended up putting all that out got driven out of CBS News. So that's what's happening here, is a war on journalists. And I want to finish up with this, go to break, hit some other news, and take your phone calls. But I spent a lot of time on this in the first hour. In fact, there's the headline they found at CBS News. Documents, ATF used Fast and Furious to make the case for gun regulations. See? And that was the reason they were doing it. They told field agents, look, just let us do it. It's for a greater good. And you heard Holder earlier to Congress say, well, we can't prosecute big banks that have stolen hundreds of billions of dollars and engaged in all this crime and money laundered and drug deal, because that would discredit the whole system. And there is the institutional Machiavellian argument of, we're really good guys, but if we expose our government's running Al-Qaeda and bare minimum allowed 9/11 to happen, that'll bring down the system. I saw a National Post article in Canada. It's one of Canada's national paper a few years ago. They were interviewing a professor about 9/11 being an inside job, and they said, well, even if it is, we don't want to go there because we want to run the government, and this will discredit the government. So it's like a ring of Mordor. They're all fighting over, and they all want it. They're like, no, 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 don't throw it in the lava. I want to use it. It cannot be used for good. And so remember that next time they pull somebody over and they have no criminal record and the cop claims they think the gun's illegal in the vehicle, the state laws are written both ways, and they take some old man to jail who's clearly not a criminal. Remember, they're throwing the book at citizens. Remember the sheriff in Liberty County, Florida? They pulled over a construction company owner who was carrying cash, and the state law was written, well, you could have a handgun loaded legally if you're carrying cash or going to or from work or whatever, but it could also be seen as illegal, so we're going to choose to throw you in jail. And the sheriff shows up, goes in, the guy has no criminal record, he owns a company, he was carrying cash, this law is written but two-sided, let him go. And then they indicted the sheriff, who we've had on as a guest. See, that's when you know the government's evil, folks, is that the state, with a Republican leader, came after that conservative sheriff because he said, I'm not going to fill our jails up with legal gun owners. And they're like, well, the way it's written, though, we could still maybe jail him. See? It just makes me want to throw up. physically want to throw up. But now the CIA has declassified that they indeed targeted and smeared through the LA Times and others Gary Webb because he was, quote, endangering the whole agency, exposing their narcotics trafficking operation. That story's up on Infowars.com. That integrates in with Kurt Nimmo's article dealing with Glenn Greenwald, new NSA documents, and NBC News, how they target basically any journalist. I mean, you're a journalist that reports on oil spill, CIA's coming with the FBI. You report on a corrupt school, FBI's coming. It's just default, you're a good person, you're fighting corruption, they're coming. I mean, it is unbelievable. It's just a system to protect evil.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, here it's fine. segment. I'd like to hear from you out there, first-time callers, on any news item, any issue you wish to discuss that's been brought up today on the broadcast or that you'd like to get into. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, if you just tuned in for the first time. You know, I've just got to get through these news headlines. Let me just read some of these. Some of them I've got to, a lot of them I haven't. London Telegraph. Argentina uses drones to root out wealthy tax evaders. From swimming pools to farms. Of course, you didn't hear that here a decade ago. Pentagon set to deliver millions more in military gear to 12 colleges. And high schools are even getting the MRAPs. USDA to approve more pesticide-laden GE crops that actually grow their own pesticides that kill bugs that eat it. Wow, pesticide included. That can't be bad for humans, though. Government loves me, right? World Health Organization advocates blood therapies in search of Ebola treatment. Therapy used in 1995 to treat 8 Ebola patients. The Democratic Republic of Congo shows some promise. Local school district got military gear from Pentagon. See, I just mentioned this, but now I ran across the story. Here it is, CBS News. Yeah, nothing like armored vehicles for the school district. Because we're such a free country. Everything's fine, though. The government's just committing crime on the books across the board with parallel construction, NSA, stingrays, narcotics trafficking, just everything. Savaging the press, trying to intimidate the media for the full takeover. Kill switches going in all the internet systems. I mean, it's just a massive buildup against us. Not to sustain the country, but to implode it. So enjoy. Just you were warned. Continuing here with the news. This is really a big one. Republican Congress members urge military officers to rebel against Obozo. Lawmakers want officers to resign in a blaze of glory in opposition to White House's Middle East policy. Republican members of Congress are urging them to do this, according to U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn of Colorado. During a Liberty Group forum Wednesday night in the basement of the Colorado Springs Bar, Lamborn, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, answered a question from a member of the audience who urged members of the Congress to support the troops in the absence of leadership from the White House. Well, there's leadership in the White House to destroy the country. And the congressman got into the fact that they are encouraging him to do that. According to Corey Hitchens, who attended the meeting, Lambert responded by remarking, "You know what? I've been adding that to that, but let me reassure you of this. A lot of us are talking to the generals behind the scenes and saying, hey, if you disagree with the policy that the White House has given you, let's have a resignation. It's not just that I believe this article. I already have talked to generals, and I've talked to colonels, some of them on the air, who have been at these meetings where this is being said, where they're all saying, what do we do? We think it's a bad idea to give ISIS weapons. We agree with Rand Paul, Senator Paul, and they're told, well, go ahead and resign then. And then you can tell people why he resigned. You know, let's have a public resignation, the congressman said, and state your protest and go out in a blaze of glory, Lamborn added, and I haven't seen that very much. In fact, I haven't seen that at all in years. So he says they're talking about that right now. Pretty interesting article from last night, Infowars.com. Continuing, another article here that dovetails with Leanne's excellent report earlier by Mikhail Phelan, the crimes of Eric Holder. Holder resigns after years of lawlessness, fast and furious. We break that down. Too big to jail. Mega banks. Attack on whistleblowers in the press. And his report details that. Very important. And again, two judges have ruled he's got to release documents that he's been covering up. Meanwhile, Mayor Bloomberg is in Washington Times. Bloomberg says he can't find enough anti-gun candidates to support. He's trying to finance. He found one in Austin. Mayor Pro Tem Mike Martinez says he wants to register and then have full confiscation, including door-to-door. And Austin will probably elect him mayor. Because the people that run Austin, the trendies, would bash their children's brains out with a ball-peen hammer if they were told it was trendy. Bloomberg can't find enough anti-gun candidates. Every town for gun safety midterm election endorsements lists heavy on safe Democrats. And we've got news on Kim Jong-un that's pretty darn important. Straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Citizens TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Wow. Look at that going here. We're here, my friends, 5 days a week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central weekdays, and then back for a double shot of information warfare with our secret weapon, the truth. The truth is pretty secret these days. 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to go to your phone calls, but I do have some more news I want to hit on the Second Amendment front. Reuters is reporting a tragedy. Four children stabbed to death in southern China. Latest in series of knife attacks that have unnerved the country. Well, I'm sure if they just ban knives, that'll stop it. It's the knife's fault. The knife's making them do it. Japan has had a spat of that, more than a spat. What's something if it's a spat that happens over and over again? Remember some story in Japan years ago where a guy killed like 10 kids and wounded like 30 or something with a butcher knife? Well, England's answer to that is, since their crime rates exploded after they took guns, muggings and stabbings is like up like tenfold. You can look the numbers up yourself. But it is to try to ban knives.
Yes.
As if criminals can't get knives or can't go make a knife. Baseball bats. I mean, just ban everything. Make the public totally domesticated so the criminals can feed on them. A man stabbed four primary school children to death. To death. He's not demonically possessed or anything. It's the fault of the knife. Today, in the southern Chinese region of Guangzhou, is that right? State media said the latest in a series of knife attacks that have unnerved the country. In a separate incident, six people were killed in a stampede in the primary school, the capital of the southwestern province of Yunnan, state news agency reported. It did not give details. Now, it's obviously got to be America's fault. So let's just blame John Wayne. He did it. And that's the way it is. So there you have it. Guns are banned for the citizens, but they have just massive state tyranny. Dozens of mobile execution vans per city. Public executions, mass stabbings, lootings, burnings, killings. I mean, China is just a time bomb. I saw some number, like 7,000 riots a year. But logic here, why does the Bloomberg go over there and start a group to ban the knives? It's the knives' fault. Where is a Mike Martinez when you need him? Make Mike Martinez the dictator of China. And then he can you imagine being, like this is nationwide and worldwide, but imagine having a mayor pro tem that says on TV, once we register, I want to confiscate your guns, when the fat pig has police bodyguards. And I bet money owns guns. Yeah, how China stays stable despite 500 protests every day. Think the Chinese people like their mobile execution vans and their suicide nets? So there's that little tidbit. D.C., we actually have a clip of this. D.C. city council members decry having to follow a constitution. It's been almost 6 years since D.C. Heller, the Supreme Court case, 5.5 years, and neither D.C. nor Chicago have allowed the concealed carry that you got to jump through all these hoops for. So now the D.C. council member, let's scroll down and see him, David Grosso, who looks like another trendy know-it-all parasite up there with all these delusional idiots that couldn't even fight their way out of a paper bag or run a shoeshine shop. I mean, I'm telling you, they know how to wear suits and sit up there at the dais and, I don't believe they're going to make us let them have guns. It's terrible. Yeah, it's terrible. You got one of the highest crime rates in the country and that all the government people have bodyguards and waivers and have guns, but everybody else has to be fed on. You have one of the most corrupt police forces in history on record that goes around in wrecker trucks stealing people's legal cars and running chop shops. I mean, D.C. is a joke. Let's go ahead and go to this dirtbag's quote.
Huge change of course for a city known for its strict gun laws. About an hour ago, the D.C. City Council voted to allow licensed gun owners to apply for a concealed carry permit. News 4's Mark Seagrave live outside the Wilson Building now with more on the implications of this vote today. Mark?
That's right, Jim, and the reason we're here today is because a federal judge weeks ago struck down the district's ban on carry permits, saying it was unconstitutional, and then today we learned that U.S. Attorney's Office is no longer prosecuting handgun carry violations until this is all resolved. So the council knew they had to do something. This is not what they wanted to do. The D.C. Council reluctantly voted to allow for residents and non-residents to apply for concealed carry permits.
This is always a difficult situation for the District of Columbia when we are put here. We'd like to have much stricter no carry rules at all and preferably no guns at all, but the courts are ruling against us on this on a regular basis, and if they're not, then the Congress is coming down on us.
While the council unanimously approved allowing for carry permits, one issue facing lawmakers that wasn't resolved today is the question whether the names of those who are issued a concealed carry permit should be made public. On that issue, the council members are divided.
We should at least give our neighbors and the residents a chance.
You know how many hours a day he spends on his hair?
Let people, you know, be proud of it if they want to carry a concealed weapon, but at least we'll all know who it is, and we can treat them differently because they have a deadly threat in their possession.
I'm uneasy about that. It runs the risk that we're providing a means for somebody to find out who has a gun that then burglarize or rob.
Who cares about the confidentiality of a gun owner? We don't want it.
While the issue of gun owners' privacy remains up in the air, one thing is clear. Gun rights advocates still aren't satisfied, saying the new law is still too restrictive.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't live in a country where rights are enjoyed only at the police's pleasure. The court instructed the city to treat the carrying of handguns for self-defense as a right. The city should comply with, not resist, the court's decision, wrote Alan Gura, a lawyer for the plaintiffs.
Oh, that's enough.
He tells News 4 he plans to...
By the way, they got the former mayor of D.C., I guess, is still on the council. It showed him creeping along behind the back. I mean, what a group of ne'er-do-wells. What a group of just pathetic people. She's in there with armed guards protecting her and police security at her house, the city councilwoman. It's on record they've all got security in D.C. at taxpayer expense. And going, who cares about privacy of gun owners? I don't like it. Just this is the belligerence, because this is what Bloomberg does. They and what Cuomo does, another sack of horse manure. I'm sorry, that's what he is. They go and they get the names of concealed carry people and they publish it like you're a sex offender. And then people's houses do get robbed when you do that. Hey, we're going to put it in the newspaper and online. Who's got guns? As a pure form of harassment. You shouldn't have to get a concealed carry. You shouldn't have to get anything. Criminals should be able to carry guns. Up until 1968, criminals could go buy a gun the day they got out of prison. And this country had a lot lower crime rate when it came to shootings and things like that. Because a criminal's going to have a gun anyways. Any law will only be used on law-abiding citizens, and that's been proven. And their goal, these political mafias, is to disarm their slaves, the bitter clingers. It is a fundamental of a statist, authoritarian system to disarm the people, as Mao Zedong said, the greatest mass murderer in history. Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. And when you see the belligerence and the arrogance of most of those city council members, and the little fuddy-duddy with his hair all greased back and into himself with his trendy, you know, I'm not against beards. It's just it's the guys that like have them, and then they're always the same, and they just think they're wonderful, and it's like they all have the Holy Grail, and he's got his little manicured beard and everything, and you know he watches The Hangover every night, and he's sitting there talking about how horrible it is with his Nelly eyes, like a deer in the headlight, wanting to prey on people, wanting his slaves to be disarmed, while he has bodyguards, cops in that room that are armed. Is just the height of pathetic hypocrisy, and I can't handle it. And then let's go to the walrus woman, who, if you can find that, who says that, I don't think they should have any privacy. I don't like it. We're going to publish your names.
Or Rob.
Who cares about the confidentiality of a gun owner? We don't want it.
What's her name? Back it up. What's her name? Yvette? Alexander, D.C. Council Member Ward 7. Yeah, she's over Mental Ward 7. I mean, let me tell you, I've been in D.C. a lot. It's a open sore. It's a hellhole with gunshots going off at night. Just like Chicago, in the areas where you socialists run things. Chicago's a great city, too. I hate to see you run it down into a rat hole. But that's what rats do. Yvette Alexander. Well, we're going to put your name out there, cutesy cake. You know what? Wait a minute. You know, that's the wrong site, man. You're on the Groundhog official Punxsutawney Phil. That's not her. That's a photo of a groundhog just got pulled out of a hole. Guys, you know, I asked you to go to the D.C. council member's website, not to a groundhog website. Like, look at that video down there. That's a groundhog. Oh, my gosh. Look how little that woman's head is compared to her body.
Ho, ho, ho. Teeny Jedi.
Actually, is that a sound of Jabba's palace?
That's Punxsutawney's darkest secret.
That's Punxsutawney's darkest secret, is that he is secretly a D.C. council person. And that other guy looks like a giant woodchuck or something. Maybe there really are, like, space aliens that have come to invade. And this is how they're just, trendy, we love you, turn your weapons in. All right, I'm not trying to be funny. I just can't handle it anymore. Russ in the Czech Republic. Russ, good to have you on today.
Alex, good to hear from you. Thank you, first of all, for the awakening you've given me, or even part of my awakening in the last year, but I've kind of woken up to a lot of the stuff.
Well, we're all in this together, brother, so thank you.
The item I wanted to address with you was the financial markets, and I think what you were saying yesterday, and I listened to the podcast, is absolutely right. I believe the term you use is New World Order. I have my own pet term for it, which I call a parasite guild or the cabal.
No, I agree. It's the parasite college of control freak world for those that couldn't actually do for themselves, who wish to conquer the planet in all of their great grandeur. Go ahead.
Well, they're out in force. I think they came out in force with last May or June. First was Lloyd Blankenfein with Goldman Sachs. He goes on the pet network, which is CNBC, and really psychopathic snake type stuff. And then he's followed up by Greenspan. They followed up with the Bank of International Settlements, which essentially the Rothschild banks have been really issuing thinly veiled threats. And then last week you had the G20. So it's not like they're not warning people that they're going to pull the plug. And I think it's part of it is psychopathic gloating that they like to engage in. And then there's a good term that you've given me, predictive programming. I think that's part of it.
Revelation of the method, externalization of the hierarchy. And then they can also tell you later, see, I told you it was coming.
Exactly. Butt covering and being part of the problem reaction solution. So I really see this watching financial news. I used to be on Wall Street, spent a half life on Wall Street. And I have to tell you that the whole money management business has been badly compromised. It seems like everybody's bribed and controlled. And I used to be in that business. And when I was in that business, we had such a thing called fiduciary responsibility. And I didn't take orders from anybody when I was a money manager. And now the settlement I hear is this total control. They've stolen Aunt Millie's money, and I worry for Aunt Millie, the people that have their money placed with Wall Street and with these money managers, and I don't think the outcome is going to be good. It feels also that this is concurrent with a lot of these false flags that you've been talking about. So the whole predictive programming, the gloating, the butt covering, and this show they put on, it seems like it's almost kind of concurrent with false flag warnings as well.
It's definitely the season of crises. They've already turned Al-Qaeda loose. They're already attacking Russia. They're already just poking the Chinese, government's terrible, but I mean, still they're poking them. It's just a lot of bravado, chutzpah-driven, just wild man behavior going on by the establishment. And so I just hope that cooler heads can prevail somehow and that some good things can happen and we can kind of get this corruption under control. But I don't know, my friend. Great points. Thank you so much, Russ, from the Czech Republic. Jesse in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Great to be on with you today.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I was wanting to bring up something that's really important for us here in Oregon coming up this election. And myself being a chef-only organic restaurant in the Dallas, Oregon, we're coming up on Measure 92 voting to label GMO here in Oregon. And I hadn't heard you talk about that yet, so I just wanted to put out to your audience.
Well, I know that they clearly rigged the election in California. I mean, why can't you have GMO labeled?
I don't know. I mean, you'd think if they're proud of it, they'd want the label.
Yeah, I mean, this corn, bugs don't eat it because it's got biologically grown pharmacological crop pesticide, and, you know, there's nothing like liver failure. Why not advertise it?
Yeah, you know, you should. If you're making a great product, be proud of it. That's what I do. You know, I make a great product every day.
Well, that sounds a little bit terrorist, you know, to actually want to know what's in your food. How dare you?
So, you know, have all, you know, everybody kind of, you know, we got tons of money from out of state, big corporations and mega corporations pumping in money into the state to say no on 92. And we want yes on 92. We want our stuff labeled. And so,
well, how dare you want to know if something's GMO? I think that's terrible. And I think it's good that they, you know, are firing people off TV like Rob Schneider, who speaks out and says America's becoming fascist. Of course we're fascist, and you're fired. And you're fired too, caller. Get out of here, Jesse. How dare you? How dare you? You worship. Oh, I mentioned Kim Jong-un. I'm going to go to break and come back with more of your calls. This story illustrates a lot. That Kim Jong-un is 31. He grew up in Switzerland and is so disconnected he thinks getting a mega nerd basketball washed-up player who's been hated for a decade to come there is really cool. But people think money and power is about everything. Actually, all the evil comes back on you. He hasn't been seen for months, and now they admit in state-run media that he has discomfort and is ill. So see, all of you that sell out for petty power and narcissism, this is what you end up producing. A 31-year-old literal tick who I bet's dead in 5 years. Totally unhealthy, totally unhappy. You can look in that guy's eyes and all of them. The leadership looks more freaked out than the starving peasants. Living under that, oh, but look at the red carpet. And it's fancy. The government's invincible. It's big and powerful. No, it's not. There's government worship there for you. All the Democrats and Republicans, you should worship Kim Jong-un. He's an example of what you believe in.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
They don't want to see us.
They want us to go on killing one another. Keep on killing one another. Top ranking.
Top ranking.
Time to stop hating each other off race and all this other garbage and to unify around liberty and around freedom. And we know what that is. We know the New World Order is not that. I got to load some more Bob Marley on my phone. It's a good song right there. Briefly, we did get a limited amount of DNA Force in. We're going to get more in the next week or two. If you want to get it and support the broadcast and your own body's health, this has the astrologus root, the bio-enhanced trans-resveratrol, the NAR, lipotic acid, P40P, trademark, patented, pomegranate extract, a bunch of other just incredible stuff is in here. The Q10, the CoQ10, the Zagenzyme digestive synthetic enzyme, BioPQQ, that's the really expensive stuff, and just a bunch of other things that are known to absolutely detoxify, supercharge, regenerate, helps the mitochondria, the DNA. And you notice we don't say this with other products because you can't. With this stuff being patented and certified, it's a nutraceutical, we can. InfoWarsLife.com. Similar formulas that aren't even as strong are $300 to $600. This is a Rolls Royce of supplements and helps fund our operation. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. In fact, here's some of the things about DNA Force. Our cells are under daily attack by GMOs, radiation, toxins, microwaves. DNA is your blueprint. This is the most amazing product yet from InfoWars Health line. Exclusive formula based on Nobel Prize winning scientific discovery, designed by top scientists with mathematically synergistic combinations. An incredible effort to produce, highest quality, difficult to procure, to cultivate, very complicated to manufacture. Manufactured to highest standards, supports healthy cellular function, contains specific minerals, cofactors, and enzymes essential for powering cells. Give your body the force field it needs. Power your potential. Optimize your powerhouse, your cells, to fight back against the toxic environment. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And be sure and support our local Anthem affiliates as well. Get a bottle of X2, Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, to see what that does for you. The Fluoride Shield, the Super Male Vitality, the Super Female Vitality. Just try it. And I know you'll become a repeat customer and help fund our operation and get a great quality product that helps you and your family. Because this stuff is all the highest quality. No games here. InfoWarsLife.com. Mary in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
I love InfoWars, all you guys up there, Rob, Richard, Jacardi. I appreciate all the work y'all did.
Well, thank you. Talk right in your telephone for me.
I'm running for mayor in Austin as a 9/11 truther. I'm pro-gun, pro-weed, and pro-trees. And we also want to talk about a meth problem. We've been having meth flood the streets, especially at the spillway, and that's why the cop patrol was up over the last month or two.
Yeah, there's drugs just pouring in everywhere. The government usually isn't too involved in meth. It's mainly cocaine, heroin, stuff they can geographically control. But what's your name? And, Mary, so people can check into your campaign.
Mary Krennic. I'm first on the list. I did a lot of work with Vote Rescue here in town, and one of my main issues is electronic election fraud.
Oh, yeah, I recognize your voice. I think I've met you before, Mary.
Definitely. I just love you guys' show. Thank
well, send us all. Some info. Send us some info. I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive to finish up with calls. Will Floyd.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must. must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.